One of the cardinals who is in Rome for the conclave is the Archbishop of Galveston-Houston, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo. Earlier, he spoke to Christopher Altieri about the challenges facing the church today.
Since being here, it strikes me that one of the things the Curia, as I think would be true with any chancery office for a bishop, is that the various offices have to talk to one another. And it would strike me if there's an issue that might be very helpful here is the issue of having the various heads of the Roman Curia meet frequently together, too, so that in the United States we say, so everyone's on the same page. And I think that would be helpful, particularly because this Curia in Rome is very important since it's the very arms and legs, as it were, of the Holy Father in his ministry.
Do you have the impression that the men who are actually in the curial offices and are concerned or anxious perhaps to hear from the, to get a fresh perspective from folks who are coming in from the outside?
Certainly. One of the things, I have great respect for the Roman Curia. You have to keep this in mind. I used to work in the Roman Curia, so I have a great sense of that. They're very hard workers there. They're people who do very good work. And I think the ones who are doing their work would be more than pleased to hear of some renewal or some tweaking or even some changes that would allow their work to be more effective in serving the Holy Father and not serving the Church.
What sort of qualities are you going to be bringing to the discussion about the profile of the Benedict XVI's successor? I don't mean to identify a specific candidate, but what are some of the qualities that you think he's going to have?
Well, my profile would be first of all, it has to be a convinced disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to be someone who can indeed be Peter for the church, which is a source of unity, a source of direction and vision. After all, he'll hold the keys. And yet he has to be, by communication, by person, attractive, so that as Jesus told Simon Peter, so he's telling the new Holy Father, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. So that's what I'm looking for.